观众朋友们，大家好，今天是4月15号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普表示，他身为总统，有绝对的权利要求各州重启经济。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月14号星期二的中午为止，美国境内感染的新型冠状病毒人数大约达到了58万人，而死亡人数呢，也大概达到了24000人。那么就在4月13号星期一晚上的白宫新闻记者会上呢，特朗普总统则是再度的以武汉病毒这个字来形容这个疾病。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
On January 21st, okay, still early, there was one case of the virus. At that time, we called it the Wuhan virus, right? Wuhan. There was one case in the whole United States. We had one case. This is all documented. It all comes from you. A lot of it comes from you people. On January 21st, the CDC activated an emergency operations center.
那么中国从一开始呢就已经隐瞒这个疫情的这个发生，那么之后呢，在爆发了之后，在外界也是难以窥视中国内部真正的情况。那么呢，世界卫生组织的专家还有美国的这个医药专家呢，一开始也是没有办法进入中国，之后即使进入呢，也无法进行详细的查探。那么甚至之前的中国外交部的发言人还曾经发出了像是说美军到武汉来散播病毒这样子的说法，也引发了特朗普总统当时的愤怒。那么不过呢，在星期一的白宫记者会上呢，被问到说中国是否应该为散布不实讯息而承担责任、承担后果，那特朗普总统的回答是这样的。
China, why are there no consequences for China for the misinformation
that
they
shared? How do you know there are no consequences?
We've been asked it.
How do you know there are no consequences?
What are the consequences, Mr. President?
I wouldn't tell you. China will find out. Why would I tell you?
People are concerned that they stonewall.
No, you started off by saying, why are there no consequences?
You've been asked this a few times, so follow up on your response. Why are there no consequences for China?
How do you know there are no consequences?You're going to find out. I wouldn't tell you.
那么在新闻简报会上呢，也有媒体询问说，中国最近派遣的这个中国的海军前往了南中国海，并且呢，这个中国的官媒还说，新型冠状病毒已经削弱了美军在当地的实力。对此呢，美国会做出什么样的回应？特朗普总统又将如何回应？那么特朗普总统呢，并没有正面的回答这个问题。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么回应中国官媒的说法。
China has their own difficulties.We have a relationship with China that we're not happy with certain things that happened over the last period of time, as you know, and I've been very explicit on that. But we know all about that. And no, China is, we've seen what they did. We've seen many other things that they've done, both pro and con, and we'll be just fine.
特朗普曾经也多次说过呢，他希望在4月30号的时候就能够结束这个社交隔离的政策，并且呢，美国经济要在5月1号全部重启。那么呢，不过包括了纽约、加州等等疫情严重地区州的州长们，则说呢，他们将会依照当地疫情的情况，还有公共卫生专家的建议来决定何时，而且呢，要如何的来重启当地的经济。那么此前呢，被问到是否要颁布全国性的居家禁令的时候，特朗普总统说各州州长有权利做这个决定，不过呢，现在他则说他有权利来要求各州一起重启经济活动。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total, and that's the way it's got to be.
Your authority is total.
It's total. It's total. And the governors know that.
So if a
the governors know that. Now you have a couple of bands of excuse me. You have a couple.
Could you rescind that order?
You have a couple of bands of Democrat governors, but they will agree to it. They will agree to it. But the authority of the president of the United States having to do with the subject we're talking about is total.
那么对于特朗普总统说他有绝对的权利这个说法呢，纽约州的州长库摩则是表示他无法理解。那库摩呢，在4月14号的早上在电视上他说呢，坦白说，我不知道总统在说什么。你必须要记得，是州政府组成了联邦政府，当年是这些殖民地组成了联邦政府，而不是反过来。我们并没有一个国王，我们有的是总统。那么库摩之后呢，在接受 MSNBC 电视的采访的时候，就强调说，他说宪法规定我们并没有国王，我们并没有乔治华盛顿国王，我们有的是乔治华盛顿总统。 而特朗普总统呢，在星期二的上午，则在推特上把民主党州长们的做法比喻为叛变。库摩州长呢，在纽约州政府的疫情记者会上，针对这个，他则表示，他说他已经点出了宪法的事实，他不想要再继续在这一方面跟特朗普总统进行争执。此外呢，美国国会的众议员在4月14号的早上也提出了决议案，决议案当中呢，就规定说，美国国会众议院认定担任美国总统者，其权力并非绝对。那么这项决议案的共同提案人呢，是新泽西州众议员的玛丽诺斯基，还有明尼苏达州的众议员菲利普斯，以及密西根州的众议员阿马什。同时呢，共和党的这个参议员这个 Ron Paul 呢，他同时也在刚才发出了推特，在推特上呢推文，他表示说，他强调宪法现任总统的权力绝对不是绝对的权力。那么呢，我们知道这个Ron Paul 参议员呢是非常重视这个宪法权力跟这个分际的人，所以呢，这个时候这位共和党的参议员也发出了呼吁，就是告诉大家说，宪法当中并没有赋予总统绝对的权力。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
纽约州州长库摩表示，该州新冠疫情最糟糕的时期已经过去，但是他也警告说，如果过快的重启经济，可能会有严重的后果。来看报道。
纽约州长库摩在星期一的新闻发布会上说，周日又有671名纽约居民死亡，低于前一天的758人，为4月5日以来的最低人数。他还指出，住院率明显稳定下来是一个积极的迹象。
Those numbers say we can control the spread. Feel good about that. The worst is over. Yeah, if we continue to be smart going forward, because remember we have the hand on that valve. You turn that valve too fast, you'll see that number jump right back. But yes, I think you can say the worst is over, because the worst here are people dying.That's the worst. The worst doesn't get any bad than this worst. And this worst is people die. That's the worst.
但他没有强调他关于纽约已经度过了最致命的阶段的声明，反而警告说，如果我们做一些蠢事，并过快地放宽这些限制，通过社交距离取得的所有成果都可能消失。
It's like being on a diet, right? You get on the scale every morning. I lost 5 pounds. I lost 5 pounds. I've lost 5 pounds. Oh, you're declaring that you have lost 5 pounds forever. No. I lose self-discipline today, and I go home, and I eat like a horse, and I'll get on that scale. It's going to give me a different number tomorrow. It is directly a result of what you do today. The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that.Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that.
库莫说，将逐步进行重新开放。他认为这些步骤应该主要由公共卫生专家而不是政治家来传达。同一天，美国东北部的6个州通过成立地区小组，制定逐步取消阻止新型冠状病毒大流行的限制的策略。迈出了重新开放经济的第一个试探性步骤。
Listen to the experts, as you say, and make sure you don't pull the trigger too early. I'm looking over at Japan and Hong Kong and Singapore, and those places are unfortunately seeing a small resurgence, the second half of the V coming back again, and that would be so demoralizing for our economies.
包括每个州的经济、卫生官员以及所有6位州长的幕僚长在内的这个小组做出了这个宣布。此前，美国总统特朗普坚称，任何重新启动经济的决定都要由他做出。上周末出现了疫情已经稳定下来的更多迹象。总共拥有3200万人口的纽约州、新泽西州、康涅狄格州将与邻近的特拉华州、宾夕法尼亚州和罗德岛州一道协调努力重启经济发展。美国之音电视报道。
随着中国的新冠疫情得到控制，一些身在中国的留学生也感到放心，不过他们仍然非常担心在家乡的亲人们。
当中国爆发新冠病毒时，超过20个国家从武汉撤离了公民，但是许多外国学生选择留下来或负担不起撤离的费用。 这是一名留学生二月份的谈话。
I think it's a very big risk for me to go back right now, so I would like to stay here. If any mistakes happen and I go back to my home, and in 14 days I will already be like contaminated people around me.
两个月后，从封城中出来的学生正在跟国内家人分享看法，他们那里确诊病例也在增加。
The situation has improved here a lot, about 80% to 90%, but we are still worried as coronavirus has now affected many other countries, including Pakistan. And now we are concerned about our families back home.
其他国际学生说他们想离开武汉，并要求他们的政府送他们回国。
There's a sharp decline in the number of people affected by coronavirus in Wuhan. We are still feeling unsafe though.Which is adding to our depression, anxiety, and fear with each passing day. The government of Pakistan evacuated 6,000 pilgrims from Iran. We are requesting the government to help us and send us back to Pakistan.
一些国家仍然不愿意从武汉接回公民，家长们对此感到沮丧。
We will continue our protests until our children are brought back. We have no other demand.We only need our children back, who are dangling between life and death. They are falling victim to depression.
留在武汉，以免本国受病毒传播的学生詹纳坦·纳哈尔仍然为家人担忧。
And right now, I don't really regret to stay here, but it makes me sad that.Back home, the situation is not okay, and I cannot get the real, I cannot get any idea what's going on there.
尽管武汉封城已经解禁，但学生返回课堂的日期仍不清楚。美国之音记者马基德，华盛顿报道。
在世界各地，政府正在对公民自由施加前所未有的限制，以控制新冠病毒的传播。一些人权组织警告说，一些政府正在利用紧急状态来限制人民的权利。
人权观察执行主任肯尼斯·罗斯说，在大多数情况下，对基本自由采取特别的限制是对抗新冠病毒所必须的。
But sadly, we're also seeing governments that are actually much more focused on using the virus as a pretext to crack down on their critics and to consolidate their power.
在病毒首发地点中国武汉的医生们曾试图提醒全世界注意这种新疾病的危害。
And the Chinese authorities, rather than heeding that warning, suppressed it. They censored them. They reprimanded them.And that gave the virus a three-week disastrous head start, during which time it went global.
联合国特别报告员艾格尼斯·卡拉马德警告说，在此后的几个月中，一个国家又一个国家的暂停了对权力的正常监督。
The court has far less power than they used to. Parliaments as well are far weaker under the state of emergency.
在匈牙利。总理欧尔班·维克多于三月通过了紧急立法，没有期限。
That basically allows him to rule by decree without any parliamentary oversight. It abandons elections.
许多国家禁止了街头抗议。
If you think about the Algerian military-led government, or President Putin in Russia, the Lebanese, the Iraqi governments, Prime Minister Modi in India, these are all governments that were facing.Big pro-democracy challenges in the streets. For the time being, those protests have to stop. Everybody understands that. But how long will the government maintain rules prohibiting that kind of free assembly just because it's convenient?
警察被赋予了额外的权利来实施封城。在肯尼亚，一个13岁男孩被意外枪杀。在开普敦，警察从教堂驱逐了数十名移民。印度流出的画面显示，警方向民工喷洒消毒剂。
In the name of saving as many lives as possible, we are going to put the life of the most vulnerable groups at greater risk. History tells us that those moments are situations, moments where police powers is likely to be abused.
罗斯说，2001年9月11日对美国的恐怖袭击就是一个例子。
That too was a moment in which people were fearful. They asked governments to protect them, and many governments, rather than doing what was really necessary to protect them, seized all kinds of extraordinary powers that it took a long, long time to relinquish.
目前，限制我们的自由被视为跟新冠病毒作战的必要武器，但人们担心的是，这些限制可能远远超过疾病本身的存在。美国之音记者李奇威尔，伦敦报道。
I'm Amanda Bennett, and I'm director of Voice of America. We've got some pretty interesting things going on. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
美国之音，坚持我们的使命。
We at the Voice of America are taking COVID-19 very seriously. And for that reason, we're bringing you Africa 54 live from Esther's house.
今天以及每一天，我们都在这里。即使在艰难的时刻，我们还是想方设法为您带来新闻。从我们的储物间，通过我们的笔记本电脑，从我们的家里，一边照顾我们的孩子，狗狗在等待我们带他们出去散步，我们的家是我们新的新闻直播间。尽管我们全部都在家，但是新闻一直不间断，节目必须继续。美国之音，世界的声音，因为新闻自由始终至关重要。
美国政府即将开始向民众发放此前向他们承诺的$1200的新冠补助。那么究竟哪些人可以得到这笔补助？不同的人获得的金额又是多少？我们一起去了解一下。
受新冠疫情的影响，美国越来越多企业的员工被临时或永久解雇。有经济学家预测，在未来的几周，美国的失业率有可能超过10%。对此，特朗普政府通过了一项$220,000,000的新冠救助法案，以缓解医疗部门的压力，同时应对可能出现的经济衰退。特朗普本人表示，这是他上任以来第一次签署以$10,000,000,000开头的法案。而在法案中，对广大中低收入的民众来说，最直接的帮助可能就是$1200免税的补助了。但这并不意味着在美国生活的每一个人都可以拿到这笔钱。比如非居民外国人，也就是 non-resident aliens， 像大多数的留学生、访问学者和临时来美的运动员等等，就无法获得这笔补助。美国国税局 IRS 在网站上的指南中写道，持有效社会安全号码的美国纳税人，在2019或2018年度收入少于$75,000的个人，或与配偶总收入少于$150,000的家庭，可获得1200或者$2400的全额补助金。年收入在75,000至99,000这个区间的个人，或与配偶总收入在150,000至198,000的家庭，年总收入每增加$100，获得的补助就减少$5。这些个人或家庭中，若有孩子在17岁以下，每个孩子可多领$500。而超过这个区间没有孩子的个人或家庭则不会得到这笔补助。符合以上资格并且在过去2年中已经报税或准备补税的人将自动获得这笔补助，无需采取任何的行动。国税局将以支票、借记卡或是直接汇入银行账户的形式将这笔钱尽快发到每一个纳税人的手中。在中国，受到疫情影响的个人可以享受一些税收和贷款方面的特殊政策，但并没有现金补助。而近日疫情有所缓解的中国多个省市开始发放消费券，刺激复工复产的人们进行消费，以此来加速此前受到巨大打击的经济的复苏。以上就是我们这一期节目的内容，下次再见。
新冠病毒持续在全球肆虐，一位在菲律宾工作的台湾年轻人在回到台湾几天后确诊新冠病毒。他在台湾的一间医院里向美国之音记者许湘云讲述了他这段时间的心情。
刚进来的时候，我身体的状况我觉得就大概是像重感冒一样，就会不舒服，喉咙痛啊，然后比较容易无力啊，然后咳嗽啊这些。对，那接下来的话，大概住到第三、第四天的话，其实症状就没有那么不舒服了。那一直有的症状就是，到第三、第四天还有的就是喉咙痛，然后没有味觉跟嗅觉，对，然后还有咳嗽。我就做了一些像伏地挺身啊，然后还有开合跳啊，然后还有深蹲啊，这些就是很基本的动作了。那一次我做到第四组的时候，我就突然眼前就是发昏这样，然后我看前面都亮亮的感觉，就看不太到东西，然后头很晕，对啊，然后那时候我才吓到，就觉得哎，什么我的身体怎么了？就我是不是快不行了，快晕倒了这样，对啊，所以我就赶快按了那个求救铃，就在这里。我赶快按了这个紧急钮。那其实这个钮很多啊，就我的病房到处都是那个钮，我的厕所里面也有这个钮，对。然后我就马上按了，我就马上按了那个紧急铃，然后就赶快跟护士讲我的情况嘛。那护士就说：“啊，我做太多运动了。要说这次疫情就确诊。”我有什么最大的感触？我觉得就是这次的运动吧，因为这次的运动让我发现，哎，我身体是真的跟以前不太一样，所以我自己其实也很担心说，会不会之后可能网络上有人提到的肺纤维化啊，其他的国家其实有出现一些例子，就是出院的病人，他本来已经痊愈了嘛，哎，结果又复发，其实他们痊愈出院的时候，体内还是有微量的病毒。那台湾为了避免这个状况，所以不知道从什么时候开始，反正我确诊的时候就已经是新政策，就是所有的病人都要通过三次的筛检，而且都是阴性才能出院。对，那政府的筛检本来就是三到四天一次嘛，那每一次筛检的结果要两天之后才知道，所以我觉得这个政策虽然对身为病人的我来说很不爽，因为如果我觉得自己好了，我当然是想要马上就可以出院嘛，对啊，但我却要白白多待十几天。但对于所有人民的健康环境来说的话，其实这个政策是还不错的。其实我的想法就是最主要我是想提醒身边的人啊，因为我觉得大家对于疫情的看待，其实没有想象中那么谨慎。我觉得政府做的是不错，但是老百姓在配合的时候，可能还是很多人会觉得事不关己的感觉。但我想借由我的例子告诉大家，其实疫情可能随时都潜伏在你的周遭，这样，所以我觉得大家一定要谨慎的面对。
50年前，美国宇航局阻止了一场登月计划出错的灾难。美国之音专访了阿波罗13号的宇航员和负责解除这场危机的负责人员，我们一起去看一看。
Ignition, please.
1970年4月11日，在美国执行第三次登陆月球的任务阿波罗13号升空时，前往这个荒凉的星球似乎和通勤上班一样平常。
I think the only mention in the New York Times was on page 67 of the weather page. Very few people in the news media had manned the news desk at the Johnson Space Center.
情况在任务进行三天后出现变化。一次可怕的爆炸震撼了这艘宇宙飞船，上头载着弗雷德、海斯三位宇航员。
It had been a major sound, metallic echoing bang came through the spacecraft. So we knew it was nothing normal. quite something probably bad.
And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there.
在德克萨斯州休斯顿的美国宇航局约翰逊航天中心，飞行主任吉恩·克兰兹竭尽所能，力图将一起特定灾难转化为成功复原。
We had three crewmen in a dead spacecraft 200,000 miles from Earth going towards the moon.
让他们平安归来意味着要日以继夜的解决问题，同时必须放弃这项任务。
I was sick to my stomach because I knew we weren't going to be able to land on the moon.
For the crewmen of the Apollo 13, we'll hold silence.
当时全球通过广播和电视关注阿波罗13号危机。而克兰兹的口头禅“失败不是选项”之后成为他的著作的书名。
The crisis lasted the best part of almost 4 days, and that was where maybe the world's attention was able to be focused upon this particular event more than some of the other missions that we focused on.
The team that was trained to handle emergencies like that and like many other things did their job with great credit, and as a result, the spacecraft and And the crew came back safely.
Years later, when we decided to write a book about the story of Apollo 13, that I got the feeling that, yes, the flight was a failure in one aspect, but in another aspect, it was a triumph on how people can take an almost certain catastrophe, the mission control people and the flight crew, working together, figuring out solutions to crisis that we didn't plan for, we didn't train for, and get this spacecraft back home.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
洛弗尔的书《失落的月亮》是1995年好莱坞大片《阿波罗13号》的原型。
Houston, we have a problem.
由演员汤姆·汉克斯饰演洛弗尔。
Sometimes stories that we see in movies are based in reality, and you have to sort of increase the drama. This one was a real drama. It was not clear that these guys were going to be able to get home alive, and so that's why it makes such a good story, and why I think it grabbed people's attention.
阿德勒天文馆的月球使命展览聚焦了这个故事。这个展览展示了洛弗尔捐赠的阿波罗13号的设备，他希望能启发新一代冒险家。
Quite a few of the population just here coming through the Adler Planetarium wasn't around when we actually did our Apollo flights.
由于新冠病毒爆发，阿德勒天文馆推迟了庆祝阿波罗13号50周年的活动。这场庆祝活动正在网上进行，造访阿德勒天文馆和美国宇航局社交媒体网站的网友可以观赏和聆听美国太空计划成功的失败的精彩片段。美国之音法拉报伊利诺伊州芝加哥报道。
在纽约市，人们成立了一个虚拟的新冠社区合唱团，每到星期天，成员们就聚集在网上为大家带来美妙的合唱。
位于纽约布鲁克林的新冠社区合唱团的组织者每周一次与来自世界各地的人通过视频一起唱歌，这一切都始于一个简单的想法。当卡斯珀·特奎勒在社交媒体上发出呼吁时，这个想法就蓬勃发展起来。
It was such an enthusiastic response to it that I was like, okay, well, let's do this. So, I just said, everyone come on Sunday. Here's my Zoom room.
他说每个星期天都有100多人参加，他们正在这里唱澳大利亚童谣《库卡布拉》。
That's awesome. I love that one. You know, when you put it in gallery view, you see lots and lots of people's faces, and I could see them kind of singing along and smiling, and especially folks who brought their kids. It was really sweet to see.
在他的家里，特奎勒带领团队进行多语种曲目的表演。如果你不熟悉这些歌词，歌词会分享在屏幕上。
There's so much, so much skill in real medicine, you know, in like in the hospital. But there's also ways in which we can care for ourselves and each other.
随着抗击新冠病毒的疫情的继续，这个虚拟合唱团希望将隔绝的声音联系起来，并帮助使待在家里更加愉快。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。
友们，大家好，今天是4月15号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普表示，他身为总统有绝对的权利要求各州重启经济。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月14号星期二的中午为止，美国境内感染的新型冠状病毒人数大约达到了58万人，而死亡人数呢也大概达到了24000人。那么就在4月13号星期一晚上的白宫新闻记者会上呢，特朗普总统则是再度的以武汉病毒这个字来形容这个疾病。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
On January 21st, okay, still early, there was one case of the virus. At that time, we called it the Wuhan virus, right? Wuhan. There was one case in the whole United States. We had one case. This is all documented. It all comes from you. A lot of it comes from you people. On January 21st, the CDC activated an emergency operation center.
那么中国从一开始呢就已经隐瞒这个疫情的这个发生，那么之后呢在爆发了之后，在外界也是难以窥视中国内部真正的情况。那么呢世界卫生组织的专家还有美国的这个医药专家呢一开始也是没有办法进入中国，之后即使进入呢也无法进行详细的查探。那么甚至之前呢中国外交部的发言人还曾经发出了像是说美军到武汉来散播病毒这样子的说法，也引发了特朗普总统当时的愤怒。那么不过呢在星期一的白宫记者会上呢被问到说中国是否应该为散布不实讯息而承担责任承担后果，那特朗普总统的回答是这样的。
From China, why are there no consequences for China for the misinformation that they share?
How do you know there are no consequences?
We've been asked
it. How do you know there are no consequences?
What are the consequences, Mr. President, for the misinformation?
China will find out. Why would I tell you?
People are concerned that they stonewall.
No, you started off by saying, why are there no consequences?
We've been asked this a few times, so follow up on your response. Why are there no consequences for China?
How do you know there are no consequences?
那么在新闻简报会上呢，也有媒体询问说，中国最近派遣的这个中国的海军前往了南中国海，并且呢，这个中国的官媒还说，新型冠状病毒已经削弱了美军在当地的实力。对此呢，美国会做出什么样的回应？特朗普总统又将如何回应？那么特朗普总统呢，并没有正面的回答这个问题。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么回应中国官媒的说法。
China has their own difficulties.We have a relationship with China that we're not happy with certain things that happened over the last period of time, as you know, and I've been very explicit on that. But we know all about that. And no, China is, we've seen what they did. We've seen many other things that they've done, both pro and con, and we'll be just fine.
特朗普曾经也多次说过呢，他希望在4月30号的时候就能够结束这个社交隔离的政策，并且呢，美国经济要在5月1号全部重启。那么呢，不过包括了纽约、加州等等疫情严重地区州的州长们，则说呢，他们将会依照当地疫情的情况，还有公共卫生专家的建议来决定何时，而且呢，要如何的来重启当地的经济。那么此前呢，被问到是否要颁布全国性的居家禁令的时候，特朗普总统说各州州长有权利做这个决定，不过呢现在他则说他有权利来要求各州一起重启经济活动。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total, and that's the way it's got to be.
The authority is total.
It's total. It's total. And the governors know that.
So if
the governors know that. Now you have a couple of bands of excuse me. You have a couple.
Could you rescind that order?
You have a couple of bands of Democrat governors, but they will agree to it. They will agree to it. The authority of the president of the United States having to do with the subject we're talking about is total.
那么对于特朗普总统说他有绝对的权利这个说法呢，纽约州的州长库摩则是表示他无法理解。那库摩呢，在4月14号的早上在电视上他说呢，坦白说我不知道总统在说什么。你必须要记得是州政府组成了联邦政府，当年是这些殖民地组成了联邦政府，而不是反过来。我们并没有一个国王。我们有的是总统。那么库摩之后呢，在接受 MSNBC 电视的采访的时候，就强调说，他说宪法规定我们并没有国王，我们并没有乔治华盛顿国王，我们有的是乔治华盛顿总统。 而特朗普总统呢，在星期二的上午，则在推特上把民主党州长们的做法比喻为叛变。库莫州长呢，在纽约州政府的疫情记者会上，针对这个他则表示，他说他已经点出了宪法的事实，他不想要再继续在这一方面跟特朗普总统进行争执。此外呢，美国国会的众议员在4月14号的早上也提出了决议案，决议案当中呢就规定说，美国国会众议院认定担任美国总统者，其权力并非绝对。那么这项决议案的共同提案人呢，是新泽西州众议员的玛丽诺斯基，还有明尼苏达州的众议员菲利普斯，以及密西根州的众议员阿马什。同时呢，共和党的这个参议员这个 Ron Paul 呢，他同时也在刚才发出了推特，在推特上呢推文，他表示说，他强调宪法现行总统的权力绝对不是绝对的权力。那么呢，我们知道这个Ron Paul 参议员呢是非常重视这个宪法权力跟这个分际的人，所以呢，这个时候这位共和党的参议员也发出了呼吁，就是告诉大家说，宪法当中并没有赋予总统绝对的权力。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
纽约州州长库莫表示，该州新冠疫情最糟糕的时期已经过去，但是他也警告说，如果过快的重启经济，可能会有严重的后果。来看报道。
纽约州长库莫在星期一的新闻发布会上说，周日又有671名纽约居民死亡，低于前一天的758人，为4月5日以来的最低人数。他还指出，住院率明显稳定下来是一个积极的迹象。
Those numbers say we can control the spread. Feel good about that. The worst is over. Yeah, if we continue to be smart going forward, because remember we have the hand on that valve. You turn that valve too fast, you'll see that number jump right back. But yes, I think you can say the worst is over, because the worst here are people dying.That's the worst. The worst doesn't get any bad than this worst. And this worst is people die. That's the worst.
但他没有强调他关于纽约已经度过了最致命的阶段的声明，反而警告说，如果我们做一些蠢事，并过快地放宽这些限制，通过社交距离取得的所有成果都可能消失。
It's like being on a diet, right? You get on the scale every morning. I lost five pounds. Oh, you're declaring that you have lost 5 pounds forever. No. I lose self-discipline today, and I go home, and I eat like a horse, and I'll get on that scale. It's going to give me a different number tomorrow. It is directly a result of what you do today. The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that.Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that.
库莫说，将逐步进行重新开放。他认为这些步骤应该主要由公共卫生专家而不是政治家来传达。同一天，美国东北部的6个州通过成立地区小组，制定逐步取消阻止新型冠状病毒大流行的限制的策略。迈出了重新开放经济的第一个试探性步骤。
Listen to the experts, as you say, and make sure you don't pull the trigger too early. I'm looking over at Japan and Hong Kong and Singapore, and those places are unfortunately seeing a small resurgence, the second half of the V coming back again, and that would be so demoralizing for our economy.
包括每个州的经济、卫生官员以及所有6位州长的幕僚长在内的这个小组做出了这个宣布。此前，美国总统特朗普坚称，任何重新启动经济的决定都要由他做出。上周末出现了疫情已经稳定下来的更多迹象。总共拥有3200万人口的纽约州、新泽西州、康涅狄格州将与邻近的特拉华州、宾夕法尼亚州和罗德岛州一道协调努力重启经济发展。美国之音电视报道。
随着中国的新冠疫情得到控制，一些身在中国的留学生也感到放心，不过他们仍然非常担心在家乡的亲人们。
当中国爆发新冠病毒时，超过20个国家从武汉撤离了公民，但是许多外国学生选择留下来或负担不起撤离的费用。
这是一名留学生二月份的谈话。
Hello, I think it's a very big risk for me to go back right now, so I would like to stay here. If any mistakes happen and I go back to my home, and in 14 days I will already be like contaminated people around me.
两个月后，从封城中出来的学生正在跟国内家人分享看法，他们那里确诊病例也在增加。
The situation has improved here a lot, about 80% to 90%, but we are still worried as coronavirus has now affected many other countries, including Pakistan. And now we are concerned about our families back home.
其他国际学生说他们想离开武汉，并要求他们的政府送他们回国。
There's a sharp decline in the number of people affected by coronavirus in Wuhan. We are still feeling unsafe, though, which is adding to our depression, anxiety, and fear with each passing day. The government of Pakistan evacuated 6,000 pilgrims from Iran. We are requesting the government to help us and send us back to Pakistan.
一些国家仍然不愿意从武汉接回公民，家长们对此感到沮丧。
We will continue our protests until our children are brought back. We have no other demand. We only need our children back, who are dangling between life and death. They are falling victim to depression.
留在武汉，一名本国受病毒传播的学生詹纳坦·纳哈尔仍然为家人担忧。
And right now, I don't really regret to stay here, but it makes me sad that back home the situation is not okay, and I cannot get the real, I cannot get any idea what's going on there.
尽管武汉封城已经解禁，但学生返回课堂的日期仍不清楚。美国之音记者马基德，华盛顿报道。
在世界各地，政府正在对公民自由施加前所未有的限制，以控制新冠病毒的传播。一些人权组织警告说，一些政府正在利用紧急状态来限制人民的权利。
人权观察执行主任肯尼斯·罗斯说，在大多数情况下，对基本自由采取特别的限制是对抗新冠病毒所必须的。
But sadly, we're also seeing governments that are actually much more focused on using the virus as a pretext to crack down on their critics and to consolidate their power.
在病毒首发地点中国武汉的医生们曾试图提醒全世界注意这种新疾病的危害。
And the Chinese authorities, rather than heeding that warning, suppressed it. They censored them. They reprimanded them.And that gave the virus a three-week disastrous head start, during which time it went global.
联合国特别报告员艾格尼斯·卡拉马德警告说，在此后的几个月中，一个国家又一个国家的暂停了对权力的正常监督。
Have far less power than they used to. Parliaments, as well, are far weaker under the state of emergency.
在匈牙利。总理欧尔班·维克多于三月通过了紧急立法，没有期限。
That basically allows him to rule by decree without any parliamentary oversight. It abandons elections.
许多国家禁止了街头抗议。
If you think about the Algerian military-led government, or President Putin in Russia, the Lebanese, the Iraqi governments, Prime Minister Modi in India, these are all governments that were facing.Big pro-democracy challenges in the streets. For the time being, those protests have to stop. Everybody understands that. But how long will the government maintain rules prohibiting that kind of free assembly just because it's convenient?
警察被赋予了额外的权利来实施封城。在肯尼亚，一个13岁男孩被意外枪杀。在开普敦，警察从教堂驱逐了数十名移民。印度流出的画面显示，警方向民工喷洒消毒剂。
In the name of saving as many lives as possible, we are going to put the life of the most vulnerable groups at greater risk. History tells us that those moments are situations, moments where police powers
is likely to be abused.
罗斯说，2001年9月11日对美国的恐怖袭击就是一个例子。
That too was a moment in which people were fearful. They asked governments to protect them, and many governments, rather than doing what was really necessary to protect them, seized all kinds of extraordinary powers that it took a long, long time to relinquish.
目前，限制我们的自由被视为跟新冠病毒作战的必要武器。但人们担心的是，这些限制可能远远超过疾病本身的存在。美国之音记者李奇威尔，伦敦报道。
I'm Amanda Bennett, and I'm director of Voice of America. We've got some pretty interesting things going on. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
美国之音，坚持我们的使命。
We at the Voice of America are taking COVID-19 very seriously. And for that reason, we're bringing you Africa 54 live from Esther's house.
今天以及每一天我们都在这里。即使在艰难的时刻，我们还是想方设法为您带来新闻。从我们的储物间，我们的笔记本电脑，从我们的家里，一边照顾我们的孩子，狗狗在等待我们带他们出去散步，我们的家是我们新的新闻直播间。尽管我们全部都在家，但是新闻一直不间断，节目必须继续。美国之音，世界的声音，因为新闻自由始终至关重要。
美国政府即将开始向民众发放此前向他们承诺的$1,200的新冠补助。那么究竟哪些人可以得到这笔补助？不同的人获得的金额又是多少？我们一起去了解一下。受新冠疫情的影响，美国越来越多企业的员工被临时或永久解雇。有经济学家预测，在未来的几周，美国的失业率有可能超过10%。对此，特朗普政府通过了一项$220,000的新冠救助法案，以缓解医疗部门的压力，同时应对可能出现的经济衰退。特朗普本人表示，这是他上任以来第一次签署以$10,000开头的法案。而在法案中，对广大中低收入的民众来说，最直接的帮助可能就是$1,200免税的补助了。但这并不意味着在美国生活的每一个人都可以拿到这笔钱。比如非居民外国人，也就是 non-resident aliens， 像大多数的留学生、访问学者和临时来美的运动员等等，就无法获得这笔补助。美国国税局 IRS 在网站上的指南中写道，持有效社会安全号码的美国纳税人，在2019或2018年度收入少于$75,000的个人，或与配偶总收入少于$150,000的家庭，可获得$1,200或者$2,400的全额补助金。年收入在$75,000至$99,000这个区间的个人，或与配偶总收入在$150,000至$198,000的家庭，年总收入每增加$100，获得的补助就减少$5。这些个人或家庭中，若有孩子在17岁以下，每个孩子可多领$500；而超过这个区间没有孩子的个人或家庭，则不会得到这笔补助。符合以上资格，并且在过去2年中已经报税或准备补税的人，将自动获得这笔补助，无需采取任何的行动。国税局将以支票、借记卡或是直接汇入银行账户的形式，将这笔钱尽快发到每一个纳税人的手中。在中国，受到疫情影响的个人可以享受一些税收和贷款方面的特殊政策，但并没有现金补助。而近日疫情有所缓解的中国多个省市开始发放消费券，刺激复工复产的人们进行消费，以此来加速此前受到巨大打击的经济的复苏。以上就是我们这一期节目的内容，下次再见。
新冠病毒持续在全球肆虐，一位在菲律宾工作的台湾年轻人在回到台湾几天后确诊新冠病毒。他在台湾的一间医院里向美国之音记者许湘云讲述了他这段时间的心情。
刚进来的时候，我身体的状况我觉得就大概是像重感冒一样，就会不舒服，喉咙痛啊，然后比较容易无力啊，然后咳嗽啊这些。对，那接下来的话大概住到第三第四天的话其实症状就没有那么不舒服了。那一直有的症状就是到第三第四天还有的就是喉咙痛，然后没有味觉跟嗅觉，对，然后还有咳嗽。我就做了一些像伏地挺身啊，然后还有开合跳啊，然后还有深蹲啊，这些就是很基本的动作啊。那一次我做到第四组的时候，我就突然眼前就是发昏这样，然后我看前面都亮亮的感觉，就看不太到东西，然后头很晕，对啊，然后那时候我才吓到，就觉得哎，什么我的身体怎么了？就我是不是快不行了，快晕倒了这样，对啊，所以我就赶快按了那个求救铃，就在这里。哦，我赶快按了这个紧急钮。那其实这个钮很多啊，就我的病房到处都是那个钮，我的厕所里面也有这个钮，对。然后我就马上按了，我就马上按了那个紧急钮，然后就赶快跟护士讲我的情况嘛。那护士就说：“啊，我做太多运动了。要说这次疫情就确诊。”我为什么最大的感触，我觉得就是这次的运动吧，因为这次的运动让我发现，哎，我身体是真的跟以前不太一样，所以我自己其实也很担心说，会不会之后可能网络上有人提到的肺纤维化，其他的国家其实有出现一些例子，就是出院的病人，他本来已经痊愈了嘛，哎，结果又复发，其实他们痊愈出院的时候，体内还是有微量的病毒。那台湾为了避免这个状况，所以不知道从什么时候开始，反正我确诊的时候就已经是新政策，就是所有的病人都要通过三次的筛检，而且都是阴性才能出院。对，那政府的筛检本来就是三到四天一次嘛，那每一次筛检的结果要两天之后才知道，所以我觉得这个政策虽然对身为病人的我来说很不爽，因为如果我觉得自己好了，我当然是想要马上就可以出院嘛，对啊，但我却要白白多待十几天。但对于所有人民的健康环境来说的话，其实这个政策是还不错的。其实我的想法就是最主要我是想提醒身边的人啊，因为我觉得大家对于疫情的看待。其实没有想象中那么谨慎，我觉得政府做的是不错，但是老百姓在配合的时候，可能还是很多人会觉得事不关己的感觉。但我想借我的例子告诉大家，其实疫情可能随时都潜伏在你的周遭，这样，所以我觉得大家一定要谨慎的面对。
50年前，美国宇航局阻止了一场登月计划出错的灾难。美国之音专访了阿波罗13号的宇航员和负责解除这场危机的负责人员，我们一起去看一看。
1970年4月11日，在美国执行第三次登陆月球的任务，阿波罗13号升空时，前往这个荒凉的星球似乎和通勤上班一样平常。
I think the only mention in the New York Times was on page 67 of the weather page. Very few people in the news media had manned the news desk at the Johnson Space Center.
情况在任务进行三天后出现变化。一次可怕的爆炸震撼了这艘宇宙飞船，上头载着弗雷德·海斯三位宇航员。
It had been a major sound, metallic echoing bang came through the spacecraft. So we knew it was nothing normal. quite something probably bad.
And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there.
在德克萨斯州休斯顿的美国宇航局约翰逊航天中心，飞行主任吉恩·克兰兹竭尽所能，力图将一起特定灾难转化为成功复原。
We had three crewmen in a dead spacecraft 200,000 miles from Earth going towards the moon.
让他们平安归来意味着要日以继夜的解决问题，同时必须放弃这项任务。
I was sick to my stomach because I knew we weren't going to be able to land on the moon.
For the crewmen of the Apollo 13, we'll hold silence.
当时全球通过广播和电视关注阿波罗十三号危机，而克兰兹的口头禅“失败不是选项”之后成为他的著作的书名。
The crisis lasted the best part of almost 4 days, and that was where maybe the world's attention was able to be focused upon this particular event more than some of the other missions that we focused on.
The team that was trained to handle emergencies like that and like many other things.Did their job with great credit, and as a result, the spacecraft and the crew came back safely.
Years later, when we decided to write a book about the story of Apollo 13, that I got the feeling that, yes, the flight was a failure in one aspect, but in the other aspect, it was a triumph on how people can take an almost certain catastrophe, the mission control people and the flight crew, working together, figuring out solutions to crisis that we didn't plan for, we didn't train for, and get this spacecraft back home.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
洛夫尔的书《失落的月亮》是1995年好莱坞大片《阿波罗十三号》的原型。
Houston, we have a problem.
由演员汤姆·汉克斯饰演洛夫尔。
Sometimes stories that we see in movies are based in reality, and you have to sort of increase the drama. This one was a real drama. It was not clear that these guys were going to be able to get home alive, and so that's why it makes such a good story, and why I think it grabbed people's attention.
阿德勒天文馆的月球使命展览聚焦了这个故事。这个展览展示了洛夫尔捐赠的阿波罗十三号的设备，他希望能启发新一代冒险家。
Quite a few of the population just here coming through the outer planetarium wasn't around when we actually did our Apollo flights.
由于新冠病毒爆发，阿德勒天文馆推迟了庆祝阿波罗十三号50周年的活动。这场庆祝活动正在网上进行，造访阿德勒天文馆和美国宇航局社交媒体网站的网友可以观赏和聆听美国太空计划成功的失败的精彩片段。美国之音法拉报伊利诺伊州芝加哥报道。
在纽约市，人们成立了一个虚拟的新冠社区合唱团，每到星期天，成员们就聚集在网上为大家带来美妙的合唱。
位于纽约布鲁克林的新冠社区合唱团的组织者每周一次与来自世界各地的人通过视频一起唱歌，这一切都始于一个简单的想法。当卡斯珀·特奎勒在社交媒体上发出呼吁时，这个想法就蓬勃发展起来。
It was such an enthusiastic response to it that I was like, okay, well, let's do this. So, I just said, everyone come on Sunday. Here's my Zoom room.
他说，每个星期天都有100多人参加，他们正在这里唱澳大利亚童谣《库卡布拉》。
Yay! That's awesome. I love that one. You know, when you put it in gallery view, you see lots and lots of people's faces, and I could see them kind of singing along and smiling, and especially folks who brought their kids. It was really sweet to see.
在他的家里，特奎勒带领团队进行多语种曲目的表演。如果你不熟悉这些歌词，歌词会分享在屏幕上。
There's so much.So much skill in real medicine, you know, in like in the hospital. But there's also ways in which we can care for ourselves and each other.
随着抗击新冠病毒的疫情的继续，这个虚拟合唱团希望将隔绝的声音联系起来，并帮助使待在家里更加愉快。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。